Yeah, we're on page Ayin Zayin. We're doing the Drashat Ramban, Torat Hashem Tmimah. We're on page Ayin Zayin in the Beit HaYayin edition, page Kuf Tes Zayin in the Chazon Yol edition. So the Ramban had been discussing this science of faces. And we had long introductions the previous week about the science today. Professor Ekman's work on the science of faces and facial expressions, and the idea that 600,000 encompasses the different faces and the different attitudes, the different types of people. V'amru, and our sages said, next to the parentheses. You guys have it by the Mechilta? Here, you want to pass it? Here. ואמרו, לא היה כדאי לקבל תורה לה כדי שתהיה מתקבלת בכל הדעות. Our sages said that the Torah was specifically given to Am Yisrael in a way that it would be accepted by everyone. So the Medrash says, the Mechilta, that Hashem will descend on the third day le'enei kol ha'am, where the whole nation will see. And the Medrash says, what does it mean, le'enei kol ha'am? To tell you that if one Jew wouldn't have been standing there at Mount Sinai, then we wouldn't have been fit to accept the Torah. That's what the Medrash says. Hashem says, I want everyone there. And the Ramban over here is explaining to us the depths of this Medrash, that everyone there means there are 600,000 types of personalities in the world. And the idea of Torah being given to Am Yisrael involves the personal factor. We discussed this many times, that part of the interpretation of Torah, after a person purifies himself and learns the laws of the Torah and learns the methodology and the laws of inference, so after every Jew would work to become a top rabbi, you would still have 600,000 approaches to the Torah. Meaning within the Torah, within the confines of the laws of logic, the laws of inference, the Torah without our partiality, but with the human factor that we are different, so then there's potential for 600,000 ways of interpreting the Torah. That's the number of interpretations. And Hashem says, I'm giving the Torah. So remember, we discussed place and time and people. So if you have the masses together, then I could give the Torah. There has to be that number, 600,000. And if someone would be missing, so then you couldn't accept the Torah. So that's what the Ramban is saying. That's why the Torah was given in this number, and that's what the Medrash says. It had to be accepted by all types of personalities, all types of people. That's why you needed the full 600,000 there. ולפי שהקדוש ברוך הוא יודע דתן של בריאות ויצרי מחשבות הכל, and because Hashem knows our different thoughts and desires, and when you have an encompassing of 600,000, so you have an encompassing of everything, really. That's why מברכים באוכלוסה חכם הרזים. That's why Chazal made a special blessing. That when you see 600,000 people, you say, blessed is he who is smart enough to know all the secrets. Because you have 600,000 people. And the bracha continues, Shem Shein Patsuf Ein Shonim, Kach Deoteim Shonot. Because just as I look at 600,000 people and no two people are alike, so too no two people are alike internally. Hashem created us all different. But you know how many differences? 600,000. After 600,000, you start repeating. So that's why at 600,000, you're... you make that blessing. Mevachin be'uchlusa, the Gemara says in Brachos, when you see an uchlusa, when you see a mass of people, which we say is 600,000 people, you make a blessing of Baruch Chacham Arazim. Chacham Arazim is the blessing. I think it says Uchlusei Yisrael. V'yesh b'yisodei ha-Torah. I want to answer that. The Mishnah in Pirkei Avos says, Chaviv ha-Adam shenivra b'tzelem. God loves humanity. because he created humanity in his form. So that's all of humanity. That has nothing to do with Jews. That's why there's really room to explore why Chazal say it specifically about Jews. Chaviv Ha'adam is talking about all of humanity. God loves humanity. All of humanity is different than animals. So, yeah. That's so true. Adam refers to Adam Atem, as the Navi Yechezkel says, but Ha'adam refers to all of humanity, just like Ben Adam. That's what Tosus in Avodah Zarah says. And that's what the Tiferes Yisrael and that Mishnah says. And the truth is that if you learn the Mishnah, you'll see that you have to interpret that way, because the Mishnah says two levels. The Mishnah begins by saying, Chaviv Adam Shnivra B'Tzelem, Chibay Teran Odat Lo Shnivra B'Tzelem, Shnei Markiv Tzelem Elokim Sat Adam. Chavivin Yisrael Shnikru Banim LaMakom. The Mishnah says, level one, how beloved is man. Look at how beloved he is, that Hashem let him know that he created him in his form, as the verse says, Kivitzel Mokim Sat Adam. That's in Bereishis, that's talking about humanity. Look at how beloved Israel is, because they were called Hashem's sons. So you see, it's two levels in the Mishnah.
What is the Kavanah of
Vadim? Secrets. Hashem is so smart, he knows the secrets, he knows what's going on in everyone's mind. That's what he just said. He said, because Hashem knows what's going on within us. And so Hashem knows that we're all different, so that's why we make the blessing, Baruch HaCham HaRazim. Because if you'd ask me, I'd say once you have 300 people, they start repeating themselves. I don't need 600,000, but Hashem knows the nuances of each person. V'yesh b'yisodei Torah, b'yichidim shebne adam, yechid chacham klali, yodeh umevin b'kol hachochmot v'klali b'kol hadeot. You sometimes have individuals who are so encompassing, they are so great, that they encompass all types of knowledge. They are, what they used to call them 100 years ago, encyclopedians. There were people who were supposed to know every form of knowledge. There was a time when Thomas Jefferson was one of those. Ben Franklin was one of those. You'd get a smicha that you knew everything, an encyclopedian. That was back then. So Chazal tell us there are people who are so smart that their knowledge was encompassing. כמו שאמרו ביהושע בן נון, איש אשר רוח בו שיכול להלך כנגד רוחו של כל אחד ואחד. Chazal darshan on the pasuk that Yeshua was a man who had the spirit within him. Chazal say that means that he could speak corresponding to every person's spirit. Sheyesh bo de'at shekol echad ve'echad v'hu mevin razim domeh le'navi. Because he had within him so much knowledge, Yeshua was such a giant, that he understood the secrets, he understood each one's personality, and he could talk to each person based on who he was. Yeah?
Does that mean that the 600,000 first person is going to be someone that he agrees with absolutely everything?
I don't know. I don't know how to apply this. See, I'm not even smart enough for that. I don't know. והפילוסופים כשהגיעו בני אדם במקצת מידות הללו קוראים לו חהין. The philosophers, when they have someone who attains this level, they have a name for him, they call him a kahin. Okay, I don't know what that is. The Ramban in Torah also discusses a kahin. So that person, a single person, can be like the masses, שכן יכללו בו כל הדעות. Because within him, you have all the different types of people, והגון לכל החוכמות, and he's fit for all types of wisdom. לפיכך ראוי הוא לברך עליו חכם הרזים כאוכלוסה. That's what the Gemara tells us. There were one in a generation, or one in many generations, that when you saw that one person, you can make the blessing, ברוך חכם הרזים. It was like you saw the masses, because he was so smart and so encompassing.
Is there someone like that in
Bible? It doesn't seem like there was someone like that for a few centuries, if not millennia. וזה החכם הכיר בפרצוף של חברו שהגיע לזו המעלה בדעת ובחוכמה. And so going back to Rabbi Chanina, Breid Rav Ika, when he saw Rav Papa and Rav Huna, Breid Rav Yoshua, he saw on his face that he reached that level. ולכן אמר, חשיבתון עליי כששישים ריבו וריחי חכם הרזים. And then he said, when I saw you, I made the blessing, because I consider you like 600,000. ולפי חכמו לו, חכים את כולי היי, להיות יודע משנתו של רבי ישמעאל בצורת פנים. So they looked at him and they say, you're so smart. What were they saying, you're so smart? You didn't talk to us yet. You're so smart that you learned the secrets of the Torah that you could just look at our face and know how much we know? They looked at him And whenever they looked at him, it means they looked at him disapprovingly. And here he says they looked at him disapprovingly because they felt bad that they hadn't attained those secrets of the Torah. How could he read faces so well and they couldn't? They felt bad. He dropped dead. Oy vey. So whenever you read these stories, you have to ask yourself, does it mean literally drop dead? Or on some other level, Chazal attributed his death to the fact that they felt bad in this conversation. So let's recap what we see here. So he began with the idea that there is a wisdom of understanding faces, that you could just look at a person's face and understand them. He said that's part of the secrets that Rabbi Yishmael compiled in his Medrash HaChalot. It's secrets of Torah that only unique individuals were able to attain. And it's alluded to in the Talmud when the Talmud says that if you see 600,000, you make this blessing. Then the Talmud brings a story that one of the rabbis, it was Rav Chanina Breid Rav Ika, who saw Rav Papa and Rav Huna, and he said, I made that blessing over you too. They asked him, you're that smart? And he dropped dead. So he said, what does it mean? It means that 600,000 encompasses all forms of wisdom. Encompasses all forms of wisdom, so these two together had that great wisdom, like Yoshua Binun, that their knowledge encompassed all forms of personality. He said, I just saw you and I realized how smart you guys are. They said to him, you're so smart, you know how to understand what people know just by looking at their face. They felt a pang of jealousy. Hey, how come he knows what we don't know? So how does jealousy work? We know that's Ayin Hara, that when a person feels bad, how come he has something I don't have? So in Shemayim, they judge him. In Shemayim, they say, wait a second, does he really deserve it? That's the idea of Ayin Hara. So then the Gemara says, the fact that they felt bad was what ultimately, or right away, caused his death. But this goes back to the idea he's trying to develop. Really, he went off on a tangent. The idea he's trying to develop here is that wisdom of understanding people's faces. To look at a person and be able to understand who he is just by looking at his face. And he's only starting. He's still going to discuss that and other forms of wisdom, including fortune-telling, including being able to see into the future, as we will see as we continue, Bezat Shem.